Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. Presented by Patrick A. Heller of award-winning Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. From the middle of March through Monday this week, the U.S. dollar index fell almost 10% at the same time that the price of gold soared to an all-time high price, surging 31%. In the same period, the price of silver more than doubled. What was the spark that caused the purchasing power of the dollar to drop while gold and silver prices soared? A big part was the CARES Act passed by Congress and signed into law by President Trump 4 months ago. This $6 trillion stimulus program has already financially hurt the very people politicians claim they are trying to help. While the recent receipt of payments may make it seem that taxpayers, citizens, and businesses are getting something for nothing, they are paying for it in the loss of purchasing power. Government stimulus programs consistently fail to stimulate the economy. At best, they impair the private efforts to revitalize the economy. At worst, they do outright damage. Yet, American politicians are now pushing for more government stimulus. Why? The answer is, the main beneficiaries of stimulus programs are the politicians themselves. These programs are an outright attempt to buy votes in the next election. In order to fund a stimulus program, a government first further impoverishes the very people the stimulus program is allegedly trying to help. Even the people who, on the surface, appear to receive greater benefits will, in the long term, end up losing as the damage inflicted on the entire economy reduces overall prosperity. The long-term effects of the bailouts and subsidies enacted by local, county, state, and federal governments over the past few months will have the long-term cost to the American economy that some analysts project may exceed $100 trillion. Can you afford that? Enough is enough. The best way to help the American economy is for the governments to get out of the way. It was a relative lack of government that enabled America to become the most prosperous and most benevolent nation in history. This greater personal liberty is why millions of people of all religions, ethnic groups, and skin color seek to come to America, even today. That's it for now. Come back Friday for more Things You Know That Just Aren't So and Important News You Need to Know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.